I seen an old woman. She was old lady, dressed in black, coming across the field. And she looked like she's walking over high beds. Every time she'd take a step over the high beds, you know, people used to plow high beds to plant on them. She'd fall down. She'd get up. She kept coming. I was watching her. And I knew I had to go home because I was small. I knew I had to go home. They had sent me to the store after something. I don't remember what. And I turned and started walking off, and I turned and looked back, and she fell down. She never did get up no more. And I went home and was telling it. Told it to my oldest brother and mother. Now, he made fun of me. He told me I didn't see it. I says, I know I did see her. And he says, no, you didn't. And about 3 weeks after that, he seen the same thing.
And the same thing happened?
And it was years before he'd tell it. Yeah, he had seen it.
Good gracious alive.
And then the next one I saw was a woman that I was with her when she died. Mm-hmm. She's a big, fat woman. And I was sick at that time. And my aunt had went out of the room where I was at and went to the kitchen to get my supper. And while she's going in there, this woman come from the door up to my bed without a head on her shoulders and take me a chair and sit down. And when she sat down, it jarred my bed.
Oh,
and I turned
what
to look the
do?
Other way. And I looked back, I was going to ask her what she wanted. And my aunt come out of the kitchen and run over a dog on the porch. And the dog hollered. And this woman disappeared.
Goodness gracious alive.
But I told that to several people. And this woman that I was with when she died, it was just like her. And she left a baby just a week old. And everybody said that she'd come back to tell me something about that baby.
It sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
It did. But lots of people don't believe in such as that. But
I've never had anything like that happen, you know. So I'm sure if I saw one, then I'd believe, you know.
Lots of people don't believe.
But they make fun of you about telling it. But I saw those two.
Well, if you see them, there's nothing you can do but believe. That's right. I mean, then you know they're there. That sure is interesting. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't like to see one because then I'd be scared to death. But it'd be interesting.
Well, it will scare you.
I bet it will.
At the time being, it will. But I was small when I saw that old lady, and I didn't have sense enough to be scared. But with this other one, it did. It scared me, but I was going to ask her what she wanted. But that racket, she just disappeared in the thin air.
And you never saw her again?
Never have seen her.
Well, I guess we better get back to this. What do you call something that brings bad luck? You got a word for it? Okay, how about a person who brings bad luck?
Call them a jinx.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
A bastard.
Let's see, what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
And what do you call a box or case that a dead person is put into for burial?
Casket.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard or cemetery.
Okay. What do you call a small, fast-flowing stream of water that comes down off a mountain? Got a word for it?
Because we don't have a mountain around.
That's a bad question. What do you call a larger stream of water that flows through level country?
It's a river.
What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast or out in Oklahoma? What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?